You know, for a generation now, it's kind of like we've all been in a Richard Linklater movie.
Oh, look what I found in the street.
Dude, I know, right? Look at those.
This weekend, Linklater's latest, 12 Years in the Making, Boyhood, opens in theaters. Documentary meets procrastination. The director follows the story of a young boy named Mason. It's a movie that blurs the line between documentary and fiction and really looks at time almost as a character rather than a Back to the Future or a Truman Show special effect.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It's a little like Harry Potter. We got to watch him grow up on screen, right? Meets the Michael Apted Up series, where he explored England's economic landscape by interviewing a group of 7-year-olds.
I'm going to work in Woolworths.
When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut.
When I get married, I'd like to have 2 children.
My heart's desire is to see my daddy.
Every 7 years, Apted checked in with his very diverse group of young people to see how they were doing at age 21, 35, 49. Now, with cameras everywhere and YouTube a click away, you guys probably already do this.
If I was going to make a movie about my childhood, it would be a place that we called Underworld. It's full of trees, and we made bows and arrows and swords out of sticks. It was the older brothers who were the hierarchy. Little brothers were the servants, more or less. And it was a great world for that couple of years.
A new power is rising.
Now that could be the darker underground workshop of the orcs in Lord of the Rings, or the kindler, gentler The Sandlot. Well, Richard from New York has his own Boys of Summer.
I think the one moment in my childhood that I would like to have a movie made out of was when my friends and I made the All-Star team when we were 12 years old. We almost won the county. We came up one victory short, but we had a great time. It was probably the highlight of my childhood as a 12-year-old.
Important moments in history are like movies for all of us. Most of us still remember the Cuban Missile Crisis. 13 Days, Kevin Costner, Stephen Culp.
Prepare to fire torpedoes.
Prepare to fire torpedoes. Aye, sir.
Prepare to launch ASRock.
Prepare to launch ASRock. Aye, sir.
And a cameo from Laurie Williams in Austin, Texas.
If I was going to make a movie based on a childhood event, it would be based on when I was 7 years old and living in El Paso, Texas. That was the year 1962, the year of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Within the past week, unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive missile sites is now in preparation.
I was playing outside and heard a loud, loud rumble up in the sky. Apparently, SAC planes had been deployed from Biggs Air Force Base, and as they flew low over my house, these big, gray, abnormally huge planes seemed to my 7-year-old self to blot out the whole sky. It scared me so badly, and I still have nightmares about this to this day.
And finally, everybody's favorite reunion would be great on screen. Listener Judith trying to get a hug here from Colonel Moore, home from the war in We Were Soldiers Once and Young.
Children, your daddy's home!
This is Judy Nathans. I'm calling from Cambridge, Massachusetts. When I was about 5 years old, my mother packed my brother and I, who was about 7, into her Henry J from Newark, New Jersey, and we drove across the country to Kansas, and we met my dad, who had just returned from the Korean War, and he flew a B-29, and we were stationed in a trailer park with all of his crew, and it was quite a summer.
Tell us what scene in your life you'd like to see on film. 877-8-MY-TAKE. More on that new film, Boyhood, next with the Movie Date team.